Well, deer are very important to Indiana woodlands, but in many areas of the state, deer populations have grown far beyond what the land can support.
Through their browsing and what they eat, they can actually reduce plant diversity and limit the growth of some of our tree seedlings, such as oak, which are both economically and ecologically important.
And that's Jared Brook, a Purdue Extension wildlife specialist.
They can actually cause issues with increases in invasive species that they don't eat, like Japanese stilt grass or garlic mustard. Same thing with crop damage. Deer really love to eat soybeans and eat corn, and they can cause issues with some of our crops.
For woodland owners across Indiana who may not be sure if deer are even a problem on their property, how can they better understand and measure deer impacts?
So I think the first step is being aware and being kind of tuned in to the problems that deer can cause. Fortunately, with the help of the Nature Conservancy here in Indiana, we at Purdue Extension actually created a series of publications and videos called the Deer Impact Toolbox, which are designed to help landowners really understand, monitor, and then address the impacts that deer have in their woodlands. And these resources are a great starting point for any landowner that's interested in learning more about deer impacts.
He adds the best way to manage those impacts from deer are hunting, habitat management, and plant protection.
So through the reduction of the number of deer by harvesting does on your property, that can be an effective way to reduce their impact. Also, if you can improve the habitat for deer on your property, either through forest stand improvement or through timber harvest, you can actually create more food on the landscape, which reduces overall deer impact. And then the last really big way is through protecting the plants that you're trying to keep deer from browsing. And that can be fencing, tree plantations, putting tree tubes or tree shelters on young trees, or, you know, fencing sensitive areas from deer browsing.
Jared and his team have put together a document called the Deer Impact Toolbox that has much more information. You can find that link and read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.